Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are up to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph 38, but we are on the bottom of Daf Chav Tes. We just finished a discussion about what the Tefillah Ketzara looks like, the shortened Shemoneh Esrei that you say when you're going through a dangerous place, what that is supposed to look like. We now get into a related topic, which is something that we all know. Amar Le Eliyahu, Rav Yudah Achua D'Rav Sala Chasida, Lo Tirtach V'lo Techate. Don't become angry and then you're not going to sin. A big way that leads us into sin is when someone gets really angry. Anger is something we have to avoid. Don't become drunk and then you won't sin. Being drunk also leads people to sin. And when you go on your way, when you're going on a trip, make sure you ask Hashem permission or beg leave of your Creator. So what exactly does this mean? So ask the Gemara, what does it mean to beg leave of your Creator and then go? Amar Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Zu Tefillah Saderech. This is Tefillah Saderech that we all know. This is what it's referring to. Amar Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Kol Yotzer Derech Tzarech Hispal Tefillah Saderech. Amar Yaakov, Sendei Rav Chista, anyone who travels needs to say Tefillah Saderech. So, my Tefillah Saderech, what is Tefillah Saderech? Answers the Gemara, Yira Tom Lefanach Hashem Elokai, May it be the will of Hashem, my God, Shatul Yechinu Yishalom, that you lead me in peace, Tati Yilinu Yishalom, and you put my footsteps towards peace, this is Mechini Yishalom, and you keep me in peace, and you rescue me from all the bad things along the way. You bring me success. That's the language that the Gemara quotes for the bracha of Tefillah Saderech. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, now back on top of Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, Lishatef Inish Nafshe Bahadei Tibur. A person, when they are saying this bracha, should always say it as part of the congregation, meaning say it in plural. Hechi Neimi, Neima. How should you say it? Yiratzom Lefanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shetoli Cheinu L'Shalom. You should say it with us, because the Zuchus of the Tibur is always something which is worthwhile, always something which is helpful. Gemara asks, Imas Matzli, so when do we say this tefillah? When do we say Tefillah Saderech? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Misha Shemahalich Baderech. You say it at the time that someone is traveling. Ad Kama, until when can you say it? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Ad Parsa. So you say it until a Parsa. So what exactly does this mean? Big Machlokes Rashi and Tosos, how to determine, or really just Rashi and the Bahag quoted in Rashi as to what exactly this Ad Parsa is referring to. Rashi says Ad Parsa means once you've traveled to Parsa, when you are chayiv to go and say Tefillah Saderech, when you've lost the opportunity, you can't say it again. Bahag Mefarish, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that as long as you have a parsa remaining in your trip, then you would be allowed to say it. So this is Maisa. This is something which is important to us. Until when can you say Tefillah Saderech? So we assume normally you have to be out of the community that you're going to, and it can't be suburban the entire way. A bit of a bigger discussion, but this seems to be what the Gemara talks about. This is where the sugya is found of Tefillah Saderech, Brachos Daf Lamed. Amar Veichi Matzila. Gemara asked, how do you say this tefillah? In what position do you have to be in? Rav Chista Amar Me'umad, Rav Sheshes Amar Afil Mahalich. So Rav Chista says you need to be standing in one place, and Rav Sheshes says, even if you're traveling, you can say it in that direction while you're still sitting down. Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes Avu Kazle Borchas. So Gemara tells a story that Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes were traveling on the road. Come, Rav Chista Vekam Matzli. So Rav Chista stood still and said to Yosef Derech, Amar Rav Sheshes L'Sham, and Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, Rav Sheshes was blind. He said, "My kavod, Rav Chista, what's Rav Chista doing?" Amar Lei, Kai Umatzli. He's standing still and davening. Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes said back, "Ukman Nami Udina Baatzli." So stand me up also, and I'll daven also standing up. Yos Tov Al Tikrira, because you know he's doing that here. I'm not gonna be the bad guy here, even though I pass him that you're probably okay if you're doing it not standing up. Let's just join him because there's no need to be different in this situation. This is the sugya of Tefillah Saderech. Again, a lot to say and a lot of interesting discussions as to when it comes up, who says it, how do we say it, do you say it on planes? Maybe it depends on whether it's something which is dangerous, how we determine it. Big sugya, definitely more to talk about. So we mentioned Gemara going further. So now that we mentioned that there's something called Havinenu, which is a shortened tefillah, but we also said Tefillah Ketzara, that when you're in a dangerous place, you say this short tefillah. So what's the difference, says the Gemara? Ma'ika bein Havinenu l'Tefillah Ketzara. What's the difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara? So answers the Gemara, Havinenu b'ayi l'tzili sholosh k'mayi sholosh k'mayi sholosh pasraisa. When you say Havinenu, you need to have the first three brachos and the last three brachos. Shechimati l'vesei lo b'ayi l'mandar l'tzluyeh. And when you go home after you say Havinenu, you don't need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei again. You've already been Yotze. Tefillah Ketzara, but if you're in this dangerous place and you say this Tefillah Ketzara, you don't say the first three brachos or the last three brachos. And when you get back to your house, you do need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei again, because this is just like a temporary hold, but it doesn't actually make you Yotze in Shemoneh Esrei. And when the halacha is that when we say havininu, so that has to be stood up, standing up, because that's a form of shmona esrei. And tefillah katsara, the short tefillah could be standing or sitting because it's not really a shmona esrei. Good. Now back to our mission. Our mission said, "Hayarochei v'alachamor." Someone's riding on a donkey and it's time for davening, so you should get off and daven in that situation. So says the Gemara, "Tanu rabbanim." Hayarochei v'alachamor. We learned in the Brisa that someone's riding on a donkey. V'giyaz man tiyon. It comes time for davening. Im yishol mishiyo chases chamor. If you have someone that could hold on to your donkey for you while you're davening, then you should go down and daven. But if you don't have anyone else to hold your donkey for you, then you should sit in your place, meaning on the donkey, and daven. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, whether someone's there with you or not, you should just stay in your place and daven there. Why? Because someone's going to be worried the whole time, oh, it's going to be with my donkey, whatever it is. So just keep the concentration and stay in the same place. Halacha k'Rabbi, the halacha is like Rabbi, that you could stay on your donkey. Now, the Mishnah then went on to the topic of how we need to face. We need to face towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards Yerushalayim. So now we're going to expand on that topic. Suma, someone who is blind, and someone who doesn't know where they are, they don't know where to face. So if you have no idea where you are, you don't have a compass around, you don't know which way is Mizrach, so just daven and have your heart directed towards Hashem. So say you're standing in Chutzlar, it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Then you should face Eretz Yisrael. Now, let's say you're standing in Eretz Yisrael. So which way should you face? You should face Yerushalayim. That you go, you're going to be facing the city which Hashem chose. Now, let's say you're in Yerushalayim. Then you should face your heart towards the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'spalu al habayis hazeh. Then you should have your kavana facing towards the kaporis, the cover of the Aron Kodesh. Let's say you're standing behind the kaporis, behind the cover of the Aron Kodesh. Then you should face as if you are in front of the kaporis. That's how you should be focusing. Nimtza omid b'mizrach machzir upanav ma'arav, b'marav machzir upanav mizrach, b'dar machzir upanav tzafam, tzafam machzir upanav darom, nimtza kolizra mechavenin eslibam umakum echad. It comes out whichever way or wherever you find yourself, everyone is facing towards the same place. Everyone has their hearts in the same direction. When davening, that's really a beautiful lesson that we're all davening towards the same thing, towards the same direction, with the same goals. Now, says the Gemara, Amar b'yavin v'tamer of Rabbi Avina, Maikra, how do we know all of this? Because the Pasuk says, in Shir Hashirim, the Pasuk says, Kemigdal David Tzavarech Banu Letal Pios, Tel Shekol Pios Ponimbo. The Pasuk says, like the Tower of David is your neck, and it's as some sort of landmark. And the way we darshan this out is Tel, it's a hill that everyone's mouth is turning to. And that's really the goal. We're all going towards Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Kaporis. We're all facing in that same direction. Now the Gemara touches on a different topic, because sometimes, let's say, you have to daven before the time of tefillah. Let's say someone's traveling on a business trip. So how are you supposed to do this? How are you supposed to interact with all of this? So Shmuel's father and Levi, when they needed to leave early in the morning on a trip, so they would go and daven Shmuel Esrei at home before the day came up. And when Zman Kriya Shema came, then they would say Kriya Shema. So I asked the Gemara, come on, who are they doing this? Like, who said to do this? Gemara answers, Ki ay tana de tanya. It's like the following time, it's like the following time, as it's taught in the Brisa. Let's say someone wakes up to leave early. They should bring a shofar on Rosh Hashanah and blow it. Lulav nane, if it's sukkis, then they should bring a lulav and shake it. Migil v'koreba, if it's Purim, bring a Megillah and read from it. When Zman Kriya Shema comes, then say Zman Kriya Shema. Hishkim Moshe v'karno b'sfina, if someone woke up early to go on a wagon or a boat, mispal, they should say Shmona Esrei before going at home. They should say it at home before they go out. Ukshiyagi Zman Kriya Shema kore. When Zman Kriya Shema comes, they should say Kriya Shema. Rabbi Shimon Melon Alasar Omer. Shimon Alasar says, Benkach Ubenkach kore Kriya Shema umispalel. So he says, no, no matter what, whether you're traveling by foot, by boat, wagon, whatever it may be, say Shema and Shmona Esrei while traveling, and don't do Shmona Esrei early. Why? Because we want to have Smichas Gula Tefillah, we want to have Shema leading into Shmona Esrei. So, ask the Gemara, what's the machlokas about? One says that you're supposed to daven Shmona Esrei first and then Shema later. The other one says Shema and Shmona Esrei both while you're traveling. So what's the machlokas about? Marsavar Tefillah Mu'umad Adif. So the Tanakhama, who said to daven earlier, Shmona Esrei, he holds that davening while standing is key, is the most important factor. That's why you should daven Shmona Esrei early, because otherwise if you're traveling, you're going to have to sit. Marsavar Mismach Gula Tefillah Adif. And the second sheet, Rosh Hashanah Elazar, says that the key is to have Smiyas Gula Tefillah, to have Shema followed by Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara brings stories of different people who practiced in different ways. Marimar and Marzotra havu mechanfei be'asara b'shab to derigol matzlu. So Marimar and Marzotra, they would have 10 people. They'd have a breakaway minion. They got 10 people on the Shabbos before the holiday. So it's like Shabbos Hagadol drasha, Shabbos Shuva drasha, other nafkiyon pirka. So they would go early and get this minion early, and then they would go out to go and deliver their drasha. Ravashi matzei ba'adei tibur b'yachem niyushev. So Ravashi, on the Shabbos, when he gave the drasha, the Shabbos Shuvah drasha, Shabbos Hagadol drasha, whatever it was, so he would daven privately b'yachidus at the same time that the congregation was sitting. So what does this mean? Kava asi levese. When he would come home after he gave the shir hadaru matzli mu'umad, then he would go and he would stand again. So this is a very important question. What is the status of a tefillah when you're standing? Maybe the Rav has a whole yesod based on a Rambam that maybe there's tefillah and then there's tefillah demu'umad, that there's a different type of prayer when you're standing. Okay, not for us right now. But basically, he would daven b'yechidus when the congregation was doing it while he was sitting, and then he would go home and daven again when he was standing. Amar lei Rabbanan, so Rabbanan said to him, Levin Mar Kimari Mar Mosatra, why not just do this earlier? Why not just get the minion earlier in your house, and then you can go give your drush, and you don't have to worry about it. So Amar lei, he said back, Tri Chali Milsa, it's going to be a problem because it's going to take us too long to daven. I'm going to be late to my shir. I don't want to do that. Levin Mar Kavu de Shmuel Velevi. So then do like Shmuel and Levi, who just said Shmona Esrei before. Forget about the whole meeting. Why don't you just say Shmona Esrei beforehand? So Amar lei, he said to them, Lo chazinu lu rabbanan kashishe minan da'av dehachi. I never saw any of my rabbanim do this. This wasn't the Mesorah that I have. So I don't think that's really the best idea for me. So that's why I'm not going to do it. That's Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.